the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The theme of light in Orthodox Christian theology is very important. The three stages of the spiritual life are purification, illumination, and deification. All of this relates to our return to God. We are in a state of alienation to God because of our fallen human nature, our sins, our sinful nature. And so, if we are to be reconciled to Him completely and truly, which is exactly what He wants, then first we must be purified. Now, what does that mean? It means to be set free from the passions. It means to extricate those aspects of darkness that dwell within us and to be transformed instead of that into the temple of the living God. It is that to which we are called, to become the temple of the living God. Here in this temple, I was just thinking, we've changed it a lot since we purchased this property many years ago. But the changes didn't happen like overnight. It took time. Some things had to be torn out. Some things had to be torn down completely, done away with, so that we could arrive at this beautiful temple that we have now. It was a slow process. The same is true for us in our efforts to be purified of the darkness that dwells within us because of our fallen human nature. This illness of the soul, and that is how the Orthodox Church sees sin, as the illness of the soul. Therefore, what is God trying to do with us? What is this work that He has to do in you and me? And He has a work for each and every one of us. Make no mistake about it. That work is to sanctify us. That work is to make us like Him, to become holy as He is holy. It is that to which we're called, to become the temple of the living God. But that doesn't happen overnight. It's not a quick and easy process. So this darkness that dwells within us, we have to get rid of it. And that's the purification. And once that happens, then the Lord can take up residence. And His light can shine. And as that light illumines the inner person of our hearts, then we become more aware of other things that need to go. Oh, I didn't know that was over there. That needs to go. Or that right there. Oh, I didn't realize that was there. That's got to go too. And so, the purification leads to illumination. And then illumination makes it possible for us to become like God, to become deified. Not to become God, but to become God-like. To begin to be energized by the virtues of God, the life of God in us, rather than being energized by the passions, anger, lust, envy, greed, slothfulness, gluttony, all of these passions, these nasty spiritual bacteria that have taken residence in us. In today's gospel, we just like He has done so many times, our Lord Jesus Christ brought physical healing to the poor man who had been blind since birth. But he was to the blind man, the miracle of light and sight brought indescribable joy. But the Lord, having recognized this man's suffering, felt compassion for him, and He healed him of this malady. But what He wanted to do was more than just restore this man's physical sight. He wanted to awaken his spirit. The eyesight of the eye of the heart, the eye of his soul, the noose, because that is what is most important. What he could do for this man in his daily circumstances was important, to be sure, but he was more concerned with eternal ramifications. And so he used the healing of this man's blindness to remove the scales from the eyes of his heart. So when the disciples saw this poor man begging in the street, they asked the Lord this question of whose sin had caused this condition. They said this because the Jews believed that the worst calamities in a person's life were nothing other than divine punishment for their own sins or the sins of their parents and grandparents. But the Lord responds that neither this man's sins nor his parents' sins were the cause of his blindness. The purpose of this man's blindness was allowed by God that the works of God might be revealed in him. Of course, we could say in a general sense that all suffering stems from our fallen human nature. Through disobedience to God, which has produced all sickness, suffering, and death. In a sense, in this situation and countless others like it, the Lord actually uses the vehicle of suffering blindness to demonstrate the healing superiority of the light of God, which enables us to see the realities of our own spiritual condition. And with this illumination comes the ability to recognize the Savior, which is exactly what happened to this poor man. He was given incredible blessings, as great a blessing as it must have been for him to be able to see, having never been able to see from birth. The greater blessing than that was his recognition of Christ as his Lord, God, and Savior. The darkness of mankind's sin is no match for the light of Christ. The Pharisees who were present at this miracle were indignant because of the darkness of their souls. Instead of rejoicing over the poor man's healing, they were indignant and threw out paltry objections to the Lord's healing of this blind man based on ridiculous references to the level of activity which was legitimate under the Mosaic law on the Sabbath. We need to have clear sight when it comes to getting on and staying on the path of salvation. We need to learn to recognize darkness when we see it. We need to seek the light of Christ in our lives each and every day. And we also need to expel the darkness of our souls through confession of our sins and the sacrament of penance, which is not just for a few people that are zealots. It is for every single Orthodox Christian, the sacrament of penance and confession. It's important. And if you say that it's not important, you just really are outside the mind of the church. We need this sacrament desperately to put the darkness that is in us out into the light volitionally with the witness of the priest and through the grace and mercy of the priesthood, the absolution from these sins comes to us in a tangible way that's needed. It's not just window dressing. We need it. And we also need to expel the darkness of our souls, not only through confession of our sins, but also from the discernment of good from evil. Every day we come into contact with the forces of darkness. We need to learn to recognize them and to not give in to them. By the grace of God, always. We can't do this by ourselves. One thing of which we can be sure, if we persist in walking in darkened minds and hearts, the direction of our lives will take us away from our Lord and His kingdom. But to the contrary, my dearly beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, God is at work in us. This pandemic that we are experiencing now is troubling. Many people have lost their lives to it. I would not in any way make light of it. But God is at work. Nothing happens without Him allowing it. And we need to trust that and have complete confidence that He will deliver us in due time. But in the meantime, let us make sure that we are not just concerned about having to sit at home. Let us make sure that we are concerning ourselves with any darkness that might be in us that needs to be put out into the light of Christ. So may we seek the light of Christ, which illumineth all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.